broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Sogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to Sports Talk. 8:35.
Right on time.
8:35.
Right
on. My phone's been going crazy if you want to know where I'm at. I said, hey, we're coming. Just hang on.
Just hang on.
Yep. Right. Hey, special weather statement. Isolated slick spots possible as temperatures continue to fall. Freezing drizzle. Lead to potentially for some slick spots tonight.
So is that for Toledo?
That's or
is
for
that
Fort Recovery. It was misty out when I got here.
Be careful.
Remain alert, people. Road conditions, especially on bridges and overpasses, will freeze. Chase, be careful going home. Be a long drive.
I'll watch for those bridges.
All right, buddy. Yeah. Sounds good. Fee's out. Fee is out. Fee is out.
He hates us.
He tested hot.
Oh.
Tested hot.
For Rona. He's been down since Christmas.
I know it.
We miss
Poor
him.
Guy.
Probably his Christmas party. Somebody brought it over and gave it to him. And
we haven't won a basketball game since he left.
Yep.
It's his fault.
We need him back.
Friday night.
Yes.
We need him back bad. Yep. Indians are struggling.
Yep.
Struggling, I tell you.
Yep. All we need is Fee.
All we need is Fee. And we'll make some shots.
Got to make... Well, you know what? Like... Did we play, not Tuesday, we played our Canon, but before that, where we were like
Lakeview.
4 for 18.
4 for 21 from the line.
Yeah. You know, if like we make half of our foul shots, we win that game.
That's right.
Yep.
The problem is this. The problem is and the old school guys are going to say I'm an idiot. But fact of the matter is, you're playing your third game in 3 days. Your legs are shot.
Yeah.
And that was a hard game to play. Lincoln View's coming in off a nice win on Friday night versus Clyde. We're coming in with zero confidence after getting drubbed by Marion and St. Henry.
Yep.
And it's carried over. We lost that game. The confidence continues to go down. And it showed last night.
So you don't take shots you're supposed to take.
And we just kind of we're out of a rhythm. We'll get it turned around. Yeah. There's no doubt in my mind we'll get it turned around. We'll start playing a little better.
Duke's in there, and I don't know. I was really looking forward to Briggs Overman starting, and because he creates shots. Right? Yeah. When did he make his first basket?
Yeah, fourth quarter.
Yeah. And he started. Yeah. He's been making 15, 16 points a game, coming off the bench, playing half, two-thirds of the game, and he wasn't creating shots last night. And when he did get shots, and with Alex and with Rex, they just didn't make those three-point shots that usually go down.
I mean, we're just really struggling. We've lost our confidence. And I'm sure Coach Leverett's, thinking about the lineup change, thinking about whatever we do to get some spark. And it's not like the kids are out there screwing around. And they're struggling.
They're playing hard, you know.
Yeah. They're out there killing it.
Yeah. They've rebounded with every team we have played.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of those, they've been outsized.
Yeah.
But it's just
a funk. We're in a funk, boys.
We can't get shots to fall. And
when you're really not, like, offensively, we knew going in that we was going to struggle offensively. Yep. And then when you do hit a rut like this, then you really lose your confidence. Yeah. And we'll get it back. And we got two home games this weekend. Two games that, you know, these are good teams, but they're not teams that are Marion and St. Henry. Yeah. I guarantee you that.
Yep.
So if we can go out there, get off to a good start, get some confidence, you know, maybe we can get this thing turned around. And don't forget, on Saturday night, we have the Booster Bash.
Friday night.
Friday night's the Booster Bash.
After
Silver Seals game. So everybody get out to the bowling alley. I think if you're a member of the Booster Club, even if you're not a member of the Booster Club, come on out and join that night.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you. Love to get this thing.
And when out there that night, if you're a member or sign up that night, you get two free drink tickets.
Yep.
And, that you use that night. You can't come back next week and use them.
You don't get a chip? Drink chip?
No, that doesn't work for Corey and Jared. That's way too much stuff to figure out.
Yeah, but Friday night, Booster Bash after the game. Let's get a win for Sales. And the girls had and we're going to talk a little bit about State Route 119 shootout. But first, we want to talk a little bit about what went on 2 weeks ago on Wednesday night and on the 20th. And that was the radio gala. And Jack, hats off to you once again. It was a perfect night. And it started out with the greatest entertainment. I mean, the amount of talent in there.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah,
And I'll tell you what, you know, I really have to say kudos to Tracy Hine-Evers Weskers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I called her probably a month before this and said, this is what I'd like to do. I said, I'd love to get like a children's choir to sing Angels Among Us. And I said, do you have anybody? And she didn't hesitate.
Yeah.
She said, I've got just a guy to sing the, you know, solo part, and I've got some really talented, you know, fifth and sixth graders that can sing the chorus. And I thought that got the show off to such a neat start.
Yeah.
You know?
It did. And it got us crying right off the get-go, which was really cool. I mean, that's always really fun on TV to see yourself bawling like you're, you know. And I thought, yeah, that's neat, Jack. Really cool. But, you know, I agree with you. That song, Ivan Kaufenbarger every year requests that song. Yeah. That is his song. And I just thought the opening with those little kids singing that with that.
That worked with out that, pretty good.
What's that boy's name?
Caden Marshall.
How he did it. Yeah. Kid can sing.
He did a really good job.
And it's amazing how they just get up there and just, it ain't nothing to them. You know, it's just amazing.
So, you know, we had representatives from four different churches that participated, you know, which was cool. And it's kind of neat as you go into that. And, you know, like, you get calls or texts from like the teachers of the religion classes that say that, you know, that they look forward to it because they close their class out by you gathering money and you bring it up to us. And it's so cool to just see the participation at every level.
Yeah. We never dreamed, and none of us ever dreamed when we started this thing what the heck could happen. And we talk about it, you know, we text all the time in our group with our guys that we got in the committee, and you know, it $200,000 in 4 hours.
Yeah.
And the people that was there, and we got a stack of, and Neil talked about a stack of letters, and we, you know, and people don't, you know, they don't,
what do you think
there, us,
Jack? Probably 40 envelopes
of 40.
Money that's come in the mail since that in 2 weeks.
Yeah. And what makes it so amazing is the kind words that go with, you know, people are just, you know, you give us a something to, you don't have to worry about it going to, you know, like the other charities have, they're taking administrative fees.
Yeah.
This goes to people that everybody knows.
That they know.
And we don't have administrative fees because you guys do it at no charge on your own time, and it's just, that's unreal.
Got a bill coming. Next, my check here.
Well, you're going to have to talk to Jack because he does the checks.
So, what? And
send me a bill all you want. I'll
tell you what's neat besides. I mean, $200,000 is awesome, but so many of the notes talk about the hope or the joy or the love or you know, whatever you want to put with that, you know, that it makes them feel.
Yeah.
You know? And when push comes to shove, people want to help, you know? And, man, because there isn't a better feeling in the world than to help your neighbor out. And this gives everybody a chance. And you know, I know from all of our standpoint, it's a labor of love. And people thank us when...
They're the ones giving the money.
Yeah.
We don't do nothing. We just make fools of ourselves.
You go and cry when you give people the checks.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you guys do.
But another thing, like you talk about those letters and how many people... I donate this in memory of somebody that touched their lives and somebody, and they, you know, it's not people that are in the gate, you know, the families, it's people that, you know, they're probably sitting there thinking, you know what, in memory of, I've seen Diana Grau, I've seen, it's just amazing the people who the outpouring.
Yeah. And I tell you what, I wish that everybody that gave had the opportunity to walk in and to present a new person a check, and in like one case it was a young mom whose son had died, and she said, I didn't know how I was going to get him a tombstone.
Right.
You know?
Wow.
And this afternoon, I passed one out, and it was an older couple, and they both had tears, you know, and said, you know, with the new year, our deductible starts over, and we've got treatments for tomorrow, and we didn't know how we were going to make that deductible.
Wow.
You know, and so to be able to take that compassion and that gratitude and that generosity and to make somebody's burden lighter is just incredible. And I just wish there was a way for everybody out there that's this stack of 40 and the probably 500 people other that gave. And to just let them know what it does.
Just of the people that I knew that you guys had given checks to in the past, I saw at least half a dozen of those people at the gala bringing money in.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's only the ones I know about. You guys put out money that I don't know anything about.
Right.
And it's awesome. So there's probably 20 people that came.
Yeah.
But one thing I remember the first year when we were doing it at our old studio down where the opera house is going to be now, three of the first six people in there were people that had gone through problems. Kurt Armstrong brought in stuff brought in several hundred dollars, and you know, his daughter had passed away like a year or two before, and people had raised money for that problem. They came in. There's money right there. Now we hadn't helped them because we were just getting started, but the you know, people that have gone through that thing know that even though the money can't fix the problem, they know that people care and they want to help other people lessen that financial burden. And you know, there's two other ones that I won't mention, but they were just people that had gone through problems in the last year that knew that a little bit of help from somebody just makes a huge difference. Yeah.
The businesses are unbelievable.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that we couldn't do. I mean, the businesses are what make. I mean, it is some of the donations from. I'm telling you, folks.
Some of it's the actual business, and some's the business owner, and some is both.
And it ain't just for recovery, man.
Yeah.
This county and.
Yeah, you look at the postmarks on those, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Well, and I think, you know, part of that is that we as a group made the decision that this wasn't just a Fort Recovery thing, and we knocked down any boundaries, and if somebody needed help, we didn't say, you're from Jay County, we can't help, you know? Yeah.
Well, that first year, the lady who was killed in a car accident, like, a week or 10 days before the...
Campofiore, I think, was her last.
Very good memory.
That's good,
You know, they needed help, so we had money. Here's some money. We can't bring her back, but we can help.
And you know, you think about just the logistics of that first year, where, you know what, we kind of knew what we were going to make, because the only way that people could really give was by bringing their check up to us, or by bringing their money up to us, you know? And so it was almost like a, you know, cash on hand type thing.
Right.
And then to see how that's changed with the you know, Venmo and the mail-in stuff, and it just... And
Bob, let me just ask you, because I have in my head how that went the week before when you said we're going to do a Christmas show and see if we can. Now, what's your memory of that?
I remember
how you decided to do that.
So I remember we were sitting up here up at the studio
at the end of the sports talk the week before.
Yep, and I said, you know, we should do something for because we had like the school always did. Coats, that's the first coats like or something, presents for kids or something, and I said, you know, we ought to do something here and help out a local family or something, and you and Fee and Jack was, you know, Jack did his insight, you know, well, heck, we could do like 3 hours and see what we can get. We might get $1,500 first year of
$17,000.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
The way I remembered it was at the end of the sports talk, and this could be completely wrong. This is just how I'm remembering it, and I'm an old geezer, so there's a real good chance it's not 100% correct. But Bob said, next week we're going to do a Christmas show on sports talk. And I think you said we're going to have, like, Jody and some of the people from the church choir were going to come up and sing, and I don't know if you had talked to... Karen Meyering or anybody else about getting somebody up there. And then you said, let's see if we can raise $1,000 for charity. So my first thought was, well, if we raise $1,000, I'm paying $800 of it, because people are going to bring in 50 cents and a quarter and a couple of bucks here and there. And which was okay. It's charity. You know, that's not a problem.
Right.
And, you know, then the next day, several people were talking around, and I thought, well, you know, we might make some money. Yeah. And then Jack came into Breakfast with Bill on Friday morning and said, I have somebody that's going to match the first $1,000. So I'm thinking, oh, we're going to get $2,000 for sure, because I'm already on the hook for $1,000.
Yeah, all right.
And Jack,
we know who that match was.
Yeah, whoever that was. And so we know we're going to get $2,000. We might get $5,000 out of this.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we had... almost $4,900 in the studio in cash and checks within an hour.
Yeah.
When we did.
I'll tell you what,
unbelievable.
The funny part about that, and I hope he's listening, is we get a call from Dave Kalp and Boots.
Oh, that's a good one.
Coming home, coming home from shopping.
Yeah.
They were shopping at one of the bars in Muncie.
And Calpy says, so me and Boos are just talking, and you know, we'd like to know, what's your largest donation up to this point? And somebody had given $1,000.
They were thinking like me, that you're going to get $20 and $5 and $20.
Said, well, we got somebody that gave $1,000. Complete silence.
You know, they were looking at each other.
Yeah. We're going to have to get back with you on that.
they were thinking they were going to toss in $50 or something and be heroes. And you know, and I don't know what they ended up giving, but whatever it was, our best, not the biggest, but our best donations have been little kids with a dollar.
Yeah.
That is just, those are awesome.
And they, you know, we had a a few show up this year, you know, that
little rugrats.
The boys broke into their banks to give us.
Yeah, and big, huge smiles on their face. They're so happy to be able to help people that they don't even know.
We had one almost near catastrophe, though.
Uh-oh, what's that?
We forgot to pay Santa. Jack saved the day.
Oh.
That night, we're sitting around, and everybody snuggered. Jack, did anybody pay Santa?
No. Didn't know we were supposed to.
Yeah. I have Venmo'd Santa.
Couple grand.
We forgot to pay Santa Claus. God love you. I tell you, for me, whenever you get... Like, you know, everybody goes through ups and downs. And for me, if I'm ever getting in that mode where, you know, I'm bored and I need a pick-me-upper, I'll go back and I'll go through my phone and I'll look up the text I got during that 4 hours. And the gratitude and the beautiful things that people say, text you, you know, during that, and tell the guys, tell that. But the thing that got me the most was when Salina Bill come in, and I didn't know he was coming.
Yeah.
And his dad is the greatest human being I ever met in my life.
I hadn't met his dad and mom before. They're really good
unbelievable.
People.
Unbelievable.
Really good people.
And Salina Bill, and he wasn't going to shy. I said, come on, we want to get you on. He put that old headphones
on. Yes, sir.
You ready?
I'm cancer free, he said. And what a neat bird.
He's always been one of my favorite people, even before I kind of even knew who he was. You know, he's all, if you're at a Salina sporting event, he's there. He's at the MD tournament all the time, so I get to see him over there. He loves doing softball and being around when the Salina teams are playing and stuff. You know, you just get to know a guy like that, and he might not know your name or remember your name, but he does remember who you are and where he met you.
So, Jack, tomorrow you and Neil are going to go to...
We're going to the Standard in Salina. We're being interviewed by Abby Miller, right? Was that what I said?
I think that's right, yeah.
Yeah. I tell you what, I just want everybody to know that, this is a community event, and we'll do our damnedest to make sure that the accolades go where they belong, and that's
to the 500 people that whatever it is that donate dollar
like Bubba
or a thousand or
the businesses, the different organizations. I mean, we've had religion classes and the community club and the Fort Recovery Foundation. I mean, it's just never ending.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's right. The Community Foundation donated money to us.
Yep. The WOW.
And I'll tell you what I love about the WOW is that, and really, the village did it, the foundation did it, is they help publicize it, too.
Yeah.
And they get to a totally different audience than what I do.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know.
Sportsman's Club.
Yeah.
Every year they're here. Yeah. This unbelievable Donnie and work camping and boys.
Donnie's a big Fort Recovery Radio fan to start with.
Right.
Fort Recovery fan, Fort Recovery Radio fan. And he can make things happen at the Sportsman Club and you know, just don't even consider what they do out there. They raise $70,000-$100,000 every year on their trader days, and all of that money, they don't keep that money. They give that money to all kinds of different things. You know, that's a big deal, and people love that event.
Yep.
And they give that money away.
Yep.
That's right. You know, there's a whole bunch of things like that they just give money away. And there's not any big marketing geniuses behind any of this. It's just plain old people saying, we got this. Let's see if we can help somebody. And so they do.
Anything else, Jack, to add?
I don't think so. I think that's all I got there.
Let's take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk sports talk. Once again, the community and the everybody, thank you once again from
Absolutely.
Us clowns. We'll be right back. Sports talk.
sure to stop in to Wayne IGA and check out the new items in their grab-and-go cooler. In addition to their nice selection of GenFit meals, they also have fresh store-made salads and desserts, and now they also have some great ready-to-heat-and-eat meals like ravioli, meatloaf, chicken alfredo, beef brisket, and lots more. They also have containers of their store-made cooked beef, pork, and cream chicken. Check it out the next time you're there and stock up on your favorites. Grab and go at Wayne IGA, your best friend on a busy night.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday, and now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce, and on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime Monday through Friday here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
The Fort Recovery Athletic Boosters will be holding a booster membership bash on Friday, January 5th at Miracle Lanes following the boys' basketball game with Versailles. All current and newly signed up booster members in attendance will receive two free drink tokens for that night. If you aren't a member, or if you have friends or family who aren't members but you think they should be, drag them out to the bowling alley after the Versailles game and get them signed up. Wild Toe-and-Go tickets will be available, and a 50-50 drawing in Queen of Hearts and other raffles will be going on, too. Get out to Miracle Lanes for the third annual Athletic Boosters Booster Bash on Friday, January 5th, after the Versailles game, and get yourself and your friends signed up to be members of the Fort Recovery Athletic Boosters.
Sports Talk, Bubba and B.
With my good friend McNeil Spencer and my brother Jack behind the mic, behind the boards. We got a new guy tonight. Introduce yourself.
Chase Kaiser.
And Chase Kaiser,
he did several.
I know he's been here many times. Yeah. And he's, well, first of all, what are you doing here? It's late.
Just hanging out,
grooving.
Yeah, pretty much.
You look good. What are you all dressed up for?
So I worked all day, and then I don't like to change until after I take my shower. So.
Oh, there you go.
Here I am.
Huh?
Where do you work?
Where, Calps, right?
Yeah. Yep. Drives for Calps during the off season.
Well, that's kind of...
He's pretty good.
Well, he's a hell of a lot better than you. Sorry, Neil. There is a video.
That almost made me cry.
Do me a favor. Do me a favor, folks. There is a kid shot 300 tonight at Playmore Lanes.
Oh.
And his little boy is there.
Oh.
And his little boy's reaction to his dad bowling 300, it is tremendous. And the guy that shot the 300 is Tony Eink. And this little boy is standing at the scores table. And it is absolutely beautiful.
Like, what's that on?
I see on Facebook. Playmore Lanes Facebook page. Yeah, pretty neat. So with Jack and Neil, what'd you guys think of the Battle of 119? Now, take it, not count records. What do you think of the idea?
I love the concept. I don't know. I mean, I hope if it's done again, like we're smart enough not to schedule a game for that Saturday.
Yeah,
yeah, because that's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it's three games in 4 days, that's a lot.
Yeah.
But I mean, I love the concept.
I did too. I thought the whole day of basketball with the little kids, great.
Yep. I talked to Amy. The next year it'll be a Friday, Saturday, Monday. because of when how the I don't know exactly which day it is, but which day Christmas is, but it's going to be a Friday, Saturday, Monday. And, you know, we might play Friday, Saturday and have Monday off. One of the teams has the day off each one of those days. So that hasn't all been sorted out yet, but it will be Friday, Saturday, Monday next year. And if that could happen, you know, we could end up the next time Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But however it goes, yeah, it's pretty neat. I love the idea because year in and year out, those teams are all pretty competitive at most levels, and most people are concerned at the varsity level. And you know, there'll be one year that St. Henry will have a terrible girls team and Fort Recovery have a great girls team. And the next year it'll be the other way around, or, you know, Marion, whatever it might be. And same with the boys. And we've all been very competitive over the last 10, 20 years. So I think it's a really, really good idea. Yeah. And each team gets to host. Each team has to go away. Each team has a day off where they can go look at the other ones if they want to. And I think it's a great, a really, really great idea.
And, you know, I think it kind of opens the door to the possibility of like a holiday Mercer County tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be so doable. You know, you could use a couple of different locations.
Or in a few years when they have when the fair builds that grand,
yeah.
Wouldn't that be an unbelievable thing?
Oh, wow. That hadn't occurred to me.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
I'm going to assume it will be high enough ceilings and all that where you play.
Oh, yeah. It's designed for a basketball court. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, absolutely.
I hadn't read that part, but yeah. I knew they had all kinds of stuff that could happen there.
I like the concept. I think looking at Fort Recovery and looking at our sports programs, we're behind right now. And I know it's nobody likes to hear that, but our girls program absolutely got pummeled from top to bottom,
up and down.
And we got to get it turned around. And I know that nobody likes to get beat like that. And our boys program competed. I thought we competed, but we gotta get our programs playing a little better. I got to get our numbers up a little bit, and I think the people are in the right spot to get it done. And everybody goes through these, you know. Everybody goes through these lulls, like you said. You know, St. Henry girls program was a
disaster.
Yeah,
from 5 years ago on back for 20 years,
yeah.
They were a disaster.
Yeah,
and they are not.
No, they got
which is really, really, really good because
St. Henry's program, their boys program, junior high, really good.
Yeah, we used to hate to play St. Henry girls because it was just one of those games where you just kind of,
yep.
And you know, you get bad habits when you play games like that.
Yeah.
That it didn't like that anymore. You know, we're almost a bad habit for them now, but not quite that bad. But you know, we need to do better.
Yep,
I agree with you a lot.
No doubt about it. And then I last night's game against Arcanum and Baguzzi's out and. You know, like you talked about, we just can't stick it in the hole, and we got tough ones this week. Thursday night, the girls have the Versailles Tigers at Versailles. That game will be on PG or Fort Recovery Radio.
Yeah, we'll be simulcasting WPGW, so Rob will be there.
And then Saturday night,
Friday night is Versailles boys here, and that'll be probably Brian Patch and Jordan Winter doing it for Fort Recovery Radio, and then again Saturday, so those will be Fort Recovery Radio. Broadcast, but all of those games are always heard on Fort Recovery Radio.
The girls got a Saturday game?
No.
Okay. So they got
their Saturday. Is it Botkins?
Yep.
And they got beat by Rushi by 5 last night, and Rushi is really good.
Yeah.
That was Botkins' first loss. So big weekend here at the Fort. Get up there and support your Indians. The girls' swim team continues to be very impressive, and I see they had a big meet. Was it yesterday, or when was it, where got some wins.
Yep. Have you ever been to a swim meet?
I have. A couple of them, yeah. Me and Fee went, and remember when me and Fee sat in front row and some kid in his tights come up and started talking to his mom and had his old, you know what, right in front of Fee's face, you know, and we laughed. And the feed couldn't stop. You know, he's like, oh, what's happening right now? And this kid was, I laugh for, I wish I had, I could have taped that.
So you guys thought you were just going to swim boat. You went to a sauna.
Yeah, and it was 800 degrees in there. Feet.
Yeah.
This will be my last meet. Oh, it was a classic. I think it was at the Greenville YMCA. Yeah. And then we went to Jay County. We see a couple of them over there. So, I thank you guys for coming in. We are, hopefully we get the big guy back next week.
We better.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Fee, we need that guy.
We do need him.
So he's still kind of able to work at Hastings, but he just can't talk.
Can't talk. And what about the Buckeyes? What did you think of that game? Yeah.
That was impressive.
It was real good, wasn't it? You know, I think you just can't overreact.
I agree.
Okay. You know what?
Well, now you
what
tell
you
me.
Do, you do. You're terrible.
No.
You are terrible. No. Don't sit here and say no.
No.
You shoot text, you're like, this is unbelievable. Just because you bet and lost, don't blame us. Right, Neil?
Yes, that's exactly it.
I bet the over. I bet on the Buckeyes quarterback having two touchdown passes.
Nice. Nice this again. Good. Yep.
At least you didn't have to give his name. Yeah. So, because that would have been.
Hey, the Buckeye men's win tonight. They are now 12-2 on the season. Beat Rutgers 76-72.
All right.
So I'm sitting at the Boomer Ball, and Jonathan Bateman's sitting there, and he's talking again. He's got tickets to the Ohio State, Iowa. I mean, he's a season ticket holder of Buckeye games, right? So I think in his package, he gets girls' tickets. So he had 10 tickets to the Ohio State, Iowa girls' game.
Oh, my.
And they were $19 each.
No kidding.
Yeah. And he sold them for, let's just say, 20 times
a profit.
What he paid for those. So he sold four of those tickets.
So maybe the young lady is...
Caitlin Clark. They moved it to the Schottenstein Center. The
is
game.
That right?
Yeah.
Wow.
So do they usually play that where?
Well, they got a new arena. They got...
they have like a girls' arena that's 5,000.
Yeah, I thought they were still in St. John.
No, they moved it.
Oh.
Yep. It's where their volleyball team plays. I think it holds like 6,000 people. And,
yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. And, you know, you don't
volleyball is one of those games that is really taken off, especially at the collegiate level.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and when you watch it, it's easy to understand why. It really is.
Yeah, even if you don't understand the game, it's incredible to watch really good players play.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the MAC. We have really good players. And then our best player ever, probably Paige Jones, played at Big Ten Michigan, big time thing. Yeah. And she wasn't the best player on the team. She was really, really good, and she was a very valuable part. But, you know, the best player we've ever had was not the best player on the floor. And the MAC is better than almost every other one. But, you know, you get down into some of the leagues that are just competitive, even though they're not that good. Those are still really good players.
Oh, yeah,
those,
no doubt. I just got a text from a guy who says, the reason numbers are so low in girls' basketball is because the game is way too physical. They can play volleyball, swimming, and softball without near the physicality of basketball. The St. Henry girls game was the most physical girls basketball game we've seen in a long, long time. There's truth to that.
Yeah.
That game was ridiculously... I mean, we lost two kids. Yeah. St. Henry lost a kid. And there's no fouls, no nothing called. Yeah. And I understand it's a tough game. But I agree with some of that being said. That game, that girls game was... They just beat the absolute crap out of each other.
Yeah. Well, and if the officials are going to let you do it, if one
Don
team's
Kemper,
gonna,
Don Kemper.
If one team is doing it, the other team better do it, or you're not going to even be on the floor. They'll push you right off the floor. Now, I hadn't thought of that, but I think that's correct. And just no more. I'll have to watch a few, but I think that's I think that's an absolute correct statement.
Yep. Jack, what else you got? Anything else? You're on vacation. When are you leaving?
I leave. We're going to spend Friday night.
Well, let's talk about your next month and a half or so. What are you doing?
Well,
Are there any times you're going to be here for insight, or am I going to have to do all the insights for the next 3 years?
I'm out next Wednesday.
Where are you going? Tell us where you're going.
I'm going to I have some work to do.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, I heard this. Now, I don't know if this is true or not.
Work to do.
You ever hear of Nevis? Is that where you're going? Nevis?
Nevis.
And they say you got to lock your doors because monkeys will open them.
Not Nevis. No, there are no monkeys.
So I'm guessing that's not in Toledo.
So Bill's full of crap? Is there monkeys on this island?
I don't think so.
Do you know?
So where's Nevis?
Look up Nevis and monkeys.
So where's Nevis?
It is an island.
If that's the case, I want to go.
Yeah.
I love monkeys.
It is an island in the West.
You'll have
Indies.
One sleeping with you.
No.
So
it's where? Sorry, I was gibbering.
It is an island in the West Indies.
Like India Indies?
No.
Oh.
Like it's in the Eastern Caribbean.
Oh. Okay.
Hurricane.
Yeah. Done.
Yep.
Well, been nice knowing you, Jack.
And you fly into St. Kitts.
Who?
Which is the bigger island.
Okay.
And then you take a boat shuttle to Nevis. Okay. And
how do you spell that?
Nevis.
Okay. Anything, Chase?
And Nevis is 36 square miles.
Well, you just said
miles.
Nevis. Is it Nevis or Nevis?
Well, I don't know. Okay. So I use both.
Okay.
Is 36 square miles.
Okay. All right.
So 9 by 4.
9 miles by 4 miles. And yeah, it is almost a perfect circle.
Okay.
So it is. So the size of it is less than from here to St. Henry.
So you're not going to go to McDonald's or anything there? Is there any life?
Nope. Okay.
So why are you going?
See the monkeys?
Because it was a free stay.
Well, yeah, because nobody's there.
It's a beach.
So how is it a free?
Oh, yeah, there's like.
Where do you? How do you find out? It's
free
stay. I mean,
there's like 15,000 people that live there.
You got any info on Nevis?
Yeah, looks like they have monkeys.
Do they?
What?
All right.
It sounds like they're just a big problem, and they eat a bunch of stuff there. And then there's also something here that say that baby monkeys are often used at city bars to lure in tourists. There's some islands. Some islanders have found ways to make a living from the creatures. Local monkey men charge tourists $5 each for a photo with captivating primates.
You got to get a picture.
I'm getting a picture of me with a monkey.
Yes, absolutely. So Bill is right.
Yeah.
There's monkeys everywhere.
Yep. It doesn't say there's monkeys everywhere.
Well, no, it basically is saying there's monkeys
that's
everywhere.
That's what I heard.
The part that we're in is like a designated monkey-free zone.
I'll bet you it ain't.
How long are you there?
Spend a week.
A week?
You won't last 2 days. Of the
and then what do you do? Then what happens?
And then we come home.
And then what happens?
And I go back to work.
Really?
Yeah.
Work? You don't work anywhere.
Well, yeah, I work every day.
You're unbelievable.
It is.
Well, congratulations on your retirement. Yes. Seven retirement parties.
Yeah.
And he's working.
He's unbelievable. Boys, thank you for stopping up here and shooting the crap with us. And we'll be back next week with Sports Talk presented by Wayne IGA.
Yep.
And by the way, did great meat and cheese tray tonight.
Yes.
Yep.
They make it special for us.
God love them.
Talking about a couple of wins next week.
Let's go. I agree with you.
Yes,
let's do it. Take care, buddy. We thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next Wednesday. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
You are listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. We'll be right back. Fort Recovery Indians.